260 kilometers north of Guatemala City, the country's capital, the hill region boasts a stunning landscape made of steep hills, bowl-shaped valleys, and lush and green coffee plantations as far as the eye can see. The Chuchumatanes Mountains are home to the Maya indigenous population. Their history and culture features flamboyant, colorful clothing, traditional music, and a unique language distinct from the national language, Spanish. Maria Cedillo Chavez carefully pours boiling water into three glasses of fresh coffee. Here, in the village of Santa Avelina, like everywhere in the hill region, everything revolves around coffee.
We are a family of seven, made out of five siblings, and my father and mother. I am the second-born sister, the middle child.
Her long black hair contrasts with the Maya blouse she wears. Surrounded by coffee pots, grinders, test tubes, and glasses, the 22-year-old smiles as she speaks about her family of coffee growers.
My father started growing coffee when he was very young because he learned from his father.
But life has not always been easy for Maria. As a child, she helped her parents work in the field and carried out small tasks such as drying and pulping coffee beans and fermenting coffee. Poverty rates are high in the Ajil region due to social, cultural, economic and political barriers. Employment opportunities are few and far between in this rural and remote area.
So he taught us how to grow coffee. He taught me how to grow coffee to earn a living.
In Guatemala, children are legally permitted to work from the age of 14. Many parents feel that they have no choice but to bring their children to work with them in the coffee fields to make ends meet. Casual and safe tasks can have benefits, helping children develop important life skills. But when children are engaged in hazardous work, or that work interferes with their ability to benefit from school, that's child labor.
In the beginning, I didn't know much about coffee. I just grew and harvested coffee with my family in the field. But I didn't really have a broad knowledge on coffee. I didn't have a job.
Research by the International Labour Organization, ILO, shows that child labour has serious negative impacts on a child's health and on their social and economic well-being. Around 65% of child labourers in Guatemala work in the agriculture sector, according to recent figures from the World Bank. These children often miss out on a basic education and personal development. As a result, they and their families are more likely to remain trapped in a vicious cycle of poverty. And girls and women are especially vulnerable due to the higher challenges to enter the job market and the burden of domestic chores.
I would stay at home, helping with the housework, and that's it.
In 2018, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, launched the Nueva Generación Cafetalera project in the Ajil region to promote education and create decent opportunities for young people and to fight child labor. FAO provided technical assistance, recruiting coffee experts and designing the training programs. Diana Tobias is a human resources coordinator at Caravela Coffee, a green coffee exporter and importer which sets up training sessions and workshops with the coffee experts recruited.
In 2018,
we established our alliance with FAO with the objective to develop youth interest and passion about coffee production. And from there, we selected 10 young people so they could come to Caravela Coffee to train with our quality analysts. This is when we met Marita Cedillo, as we call her affectionately.
Maria Cedillo Chavez is one of the 282 young people enrolled in the Nueva Generación Cafetalera project funded by the Swedish Cooperation. Participants receive training in coffee production, tasting, quality control, roasting, or can become certified baristas. Girls and young women like Maria account for 60% of the youth involved in the FAO project. Maria shakes a large bowl of coffee beans. With her eyes closed and her nose just above the bowl, she draws a long, deep breath. And pours the beans into a glass.
I now analyze the coffee seeds to find deficiencies, to discover its flavors. One can identify its imperfections, its flavors, and that is something I like to do.
Maria learned about the coffee production cycle. With this valuable experience, she landed a job with a local NGO that works on making the link between small enterprises in rural areas and national and global coffee markets.
The program has helped me a lot because I have not only acquired knowledge, but and also generated my own income, which I can use to help my family. I can help my father with home expenses. And I also have another job. I'm working as a technician with Comunidades de la Tierra, another organization.
Comunidades de la Tierra, que es otra organización.
Another long-time partner of FAO in the area is the Maya Ijil Cooperative, which brings together more than 200 coffee farmers and organizes training and workshops on the establishment and maintenance of tree species. It's a warm and humid afternoon in Neba. The small town in the Ijil region is 3 kilometers into the mountains. In a field of coffee trees, a group of people is being trained in fertilization of the plant by an agronomist.
Entonces, en ese orden de ideas, cuando yo voy a soquear un cafetal, debo programarme a que hago la primera fertilización antes de la cosecha, o sea, 6 meses antes.
20-year-old Isabella de la Cruz was one of the trainees.
Nos capacitaron sobre las buenas prácticas.
They taught us how to adopt good agricultural practices to better manage our coffee production. And since here our coffee is 100% organic, they trained us on how to use organic fertilizers. And now we apply it every year to the coffee plants.
Her family has been growing coffee for 15 years. Like her, many of the participants are children of small-scale coffee producers hoping to find a decent job in the sector, explains Maya Ijil's Miguel Ostuma Raimundo.
Entonces, el problema está en que...
The problem is that some parents can take their kids from school and take them to the fields. This is not right. The best thing to do is to provide the space and time for school, and in their free time they can learn to work the land or go to the plots under the supervision of their parents.
The sustainable agricultural practices and new skills learned have helped students and their families to increase their coffee productivity and their incomes.
FAO and the Maya Ijil Co-op trained us. Thanks to them, I now produce a good coffee harvest. And because we have been applying the practices they taught us, our production has increased. I like it because I have always liked agricultural work. Now I am studying at the university to become an agricultural engineer.
The training sessions with family farmers also aim to raise awareness of the importance of children's school education. But child labor is a complex issue. Otoniel Mora, FAO coordinator of the youth program in the Ijil region, highlights the importance of collaborating with a wide variety of sectors to end child labor and promote decent employment.
Todos los sectores, tanto privados como gubernamentales.
All sectors, private,
governmental, non-governmental, as well as the United Nations system, must join forces in a comprehensive manner so that the actions taken contribute to reducing child labor. This will only happen if young people have access to education opportunities, jobs, financial and entrepreneurship opportunities.
As part of their approach to eliminate child labor in agriculture, FAO and its partners have shown that the coffee industry can be a catalyst for change. Former participant of the Nueva Generación Cafetalera project turned employee, Maria, would like to see more young people follow her path.
My main goal is to continue encouraging youth to gain more knowledge, and also for me to keep learning. So I can specialize in coffee testing because I still have many things to learn, many things to discover.